Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's 8:11 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we've got the trial that's resuming this morning. We call it the Trump Hush Money Trial, going on in Manhattan. And with us this morning to give us some details on what's going on with that, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
The president, the former president, has arrived now at the courthouse. Is that correct?
I'm guessing he has. I know he was on his way a little bit ago, but then I came in here to call you, so I don't have that in front of me. I can't say yes or no because I don't have the monitor in front of me.
I saw it on a network. Okay, but anyway, at this point in the trial, we have the jurors seated or selected, right? And now we used to call opening arguments. Maybe they call them opening statements now, but what exactly is going to happen this morning?
Yes, opening statements are today. This morning, court will start in about 15 minutes. They are going to only go until 2 o'clock today, local time, because of Passover beginning. So to accommodate those who celebrate Passover, they're stopping at 2 instead of going later like they normally will. There are 12 jurors and 6 alternates seated. That happened on Friday. The jury selection was done. The jury is 7 men and 5 women. The alternates are 5 women and 1 man. As far as what's going to happen today, before they do opening statements, we understand that the judge is expected to rule on what prosecutors can bring up from the former president's previous court cases if he testifies in his own defense at the trial. The DA's office wants to cross-examine him about the judgment and the gag order from the civil fraud trial brought by the New York Attorney General, as well as the verdicts in the two, trials for E. Jean Carroll and the former president, where he was found to have sexually assaulted and defamed her. After the rulings on those, we expect the opening statements to get started. We don't know yet how long, each side may take for their opening statements.
Well, does Trump have to testify?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah. He has to be there, but I don't think he has to testify. I think that's up to him and his attorneys.
Think he will? That could be interesting.
Who knows? I mean, it could be very interesting. I mean, this is a person who does not pass up a chance to say something when he's got the spotlight on him, quite honestly. I don't know if, his attorneys are going to say, like, this is not a great idea, don't do this, or if they're, all for him telling his side of the story. Who knows? That will definitely be must watch TV or streaming if that happens.
This is a person who doesn't have a history of listening to what other people tell him to do. So,
not so much. No,
put that delicately. But how long do you think this trial is going to actually last? Any predictions on that, Tanya?
Seeing other people are estimating is 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
We knew that the jury selection might take a week or two. They were done in 4 days. And they went through a lot of potential jurors, but it took a lot shorter time than I think a lot of people expected it to. So, 6 weeks is what I'm seeing for the trial. But again, who knows? It also depends on any delays that they might have or anything else like that.
All right. Well, Tanya, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's 8:15 here in the morning, and this is the 22nd day of April. On this date in 2004, Army Ranger Pat Tillman, who traded in a multi-million-dollar NFL contract to serve in Afghanistan, was killed by friendly fire. He was 27 years old. And not too many professional athletes at that time were signing up to go to Afghanistan.
How about one?
How about the only one in all of professional sports, Pat Tillman.
He
gets killed by.
He gave the ultimate prize.
Well, there you go. We have an all-volunteer force, and Apparently, nobody from sports wanted to volunteer for that particular war. Federal officials investigating an unauthorized in-flight cockpit visit by a coach for the Colorado Rockies during a United Airlines charter flight. Video surfaced that appears to show Rockies hitting coach Hensley Mullins sitting in a pilot seat while the April 10th flight from Denver to Toronto was at cruising altitude. The airline said Friday that the visit was a clear violation of our safety and operational procedures and policies and was reported to the Federal Aviation Administration. The agency has increased oversight of United amid recent mishaps that included an engine fire and a tire falling off a plane. So there you go. Visitors in the cockpit, apparently. It's a no-no.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.